For its next version of enterprise email, the Defense Information Systems Agency is expanding its horizons. Beyond just email, DISA wants industry to provide several other collaboration platforms, including video conferencing, chat, and presence tools. Alfred Rivera is the director of DISA's Business and Development Center. He talked with Federal News Radio's Jared Serbu about the agency's plans and how they're evolving.
Mr. Rivera, you told the audience here at an FCA DC breakfast about something you're calling Defense Enterprise Email Plus, I gather, or DEE Plus. And just by way of background for our listeners, this is in the context of DISA being told to make the next version of your enterprise email system a purely or almost purely commercial offering. So the big question is, if you're going to start building enterprise email with chat, video, and other things all bundled in, how does that impact DoD unified capabilities, which is supposed to be taking you to many of the same things? So I know a lot of that's still a work in progress, but can you say anything about the extent to which that's still distinct from UC, whether it makes sense to flow those two things together, what the plus would be?
Yeah, so I call it DEE Plus because that's how we started the whole initiative. It was a request from Mr. Halverson to look at the next generation of our enterprise email. But when we went out with an RFI later last year, you know, a lot of the industry came back and says, we see better economic savings or benefit by looking at beyond just email and put some office automation and other unified capability solutions on top of that, and they can give us better point solutions. And so with that RFI input, we revised our strategy, we're revisiting the strategy to consider putting some of that unified capabilities as part of this. And that's why it's not really going to be called DEE Plus, it's going to be DOAS. Defense Office Automation Service. And so it may not encompass all unified capabilities, but what we think is going to be the essence of what people are looking for based on the feedback we're getting from the services.
Do you know what the other capabilities beyond email would be at this point?
Oh, yeah. Like, for example, some persistent chat, some of the video conferencing, some of the things that we currently have as different point solutions, how we can roll that up as an independent integrated solution that we have currently. So it'll be video, chat, email, collaboration, all those capabilities rolled into this solution.
Do you have a target for when you'll actually do an RFP on this yet?
Finishing up the acquisition strategy now, which will drive that solution. So I don't have a date on when the acquisition strategy will be approved, because this does reach the thresholds. It has to go all the way up to the Pentagon for approval. So, once I know that, we'll definitely put it out.
And then if we can switch topics to another piece of news that you just gave us in your presentation, DISA creating a center of excellence around DoD's enterprise resource planning systems. With people who have, as I gather, expertise in the business processes around back-end business systems, especially as several of those big systems move away from their own standalone hardware and other IT infrastructure and start to migrate into DISA computing centers. Talk a bit more about that center, and is it going to deal exclusively with ERPs or a much bigger spectrum of business systems?
It's really those big enterprise resource planning capabilities that our mission partners are coming and asking us for help, because I think there's two areas that you're seeing the services go move toward. You're going to push toward these standard infrastructure as a service capabilities, small standard platforms, but then you have these big back end office ERPs that are being developed right now, and each of them have been coming in independently, and so there's a finite set of them, like SAP and Oracle Financials, and so the question that they're asking us is, how do we look at partnering collectively under your infrastructure to take advantage of that? And so my intent was to put a center of excellence that can work with all our mission partners and see how can they work together and find synergy as part of the infrastructure so that we're not building an ERP capability for every single product that comes out or every single functional area that's coming out.
And so this whole idea of thinking about the business processes behind an ERP, that sounds like something I don't usually associate with DISA, but tell me if I'm wrong, and tell me what value you bring to that by thinking about business processes, not just IT.
I think really from the business processes is really just how do you, it's not DISA that's going to be building the business processes, it's how are we encouraging our mission partners to work together to see where common business processes can take advantage of that ERP. For example, personnel or financial systems and all that kind of stuff. That I don't think DISA is going to be in the position to say this is how we want you to change your business process. It's how can can we influence it with bringing synergy in a common infrastructure?
But you need to at least be cognizant of the business processes Absolutely. As you're bringing these things Absolutely. Together. Absolutely. And so you mentioned four separate ERPs, I think. Do you know which ones those are off the top of your head?
So we're working right now with Army on GFEBS, GArmy, LMP, and the fourth one escapes me, Jared. Similarly, we're working with the Air Force with their big ERP, MROI, requisition ordering, which is not necessarily an ERP, but it's another big back-end business process that they want to bring into the data center, and how do we help them, from an infrastructure perspective, get a better solution as opposed to them putting a capability out there. So, and again, that one is an Oracle Financials piece.
Would the end result be potentially collapsing, I guess, these five ERPs now into a fewer number of ERPs, or just that they share resources more effectively?
I think I don't think we're at that point where they're gonna. I think they all have functional differences. GCCSS Army is way different from GFEBS, financial versus logistics. But using a common process, back-end functional architecture, I think we'll see some efficiencies. I don't think you're going to see common collapsing of business processes.
That's Alfred Rivera, director of the Defense Information Systems Agency's Business and Development Center, talking with Federal News Radio's Jared Serbu. You can find Jared's story on DoD's next version of Enterprise Email at federalnewsradio.com. Share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive and click Share with Friends.